What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Luke Mindpower Show, the best podcast for motivation, positive energy, success secrets, and powerful mindset strategies. I am your motivational speaker and coach who delivers the most extraordinary self-awareness and personal development information on the planet. Buckle up, turn up that volume because it's time to evolve. Soak in the wisdom and move one step closer towards your most successful life ever. Let's go. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Luke Mindpower Show. This is episode number 126. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be 1 week further on in living my dreams, in taking action, in believing in myself, in making a difference in the world, making a positive difference. And that's really what I really want to emphasize in this episode as well, is not only that it's about taking action, but it's about what kind of contribution are you making and what kind of positive impact are you making on the world, okay? Maybe it's not supposed to be a great one, which is completely okay. But I got, again, obviously, you know, having a clear conscience is definitely something that's very healthy. And it's a good vibe as well, because you know deep down that what you're doing is positive. And maybe it's only for you being a positive light to your children or to your family. Whatever it is for you, everybody's different. And again, take away the comparison. Don't compare yourself to me. Everyone's different. It's really important for you to tune in to your own truth of what is right for you, and don't feel inferior or that somebody's doing something bigger than you or greater than you or different than you. That's all it is, because that's one thing that we can fall into. We fall into the trap of looking at what other people are doing and then feel like we're not good enough, and that's absolute rubbish, you know. It's really more important to tune in to yourself and for you to live your best life, to reach your fullest potential. And that's really what I'm here to remind you of, to do, is to realize that you have so much untapped potential. Okay, and I'm only speaking from experience, because I did not know that I had this potential. For real. I didn't know. You know, I was working in the government for 9.5 years. You know, and again, I still sometimes am not satisfied with my growth, you know, but I think it's very healthy to be ambitious. It's very healthy to want to continue to aspire and to tap into new avenues of your success, your greatness, of who it is that you are, and reach new heights, you know. But it's definitely important to celebrate your wins and celebrate your journey and everything that you've overcome, because as I posted on my Instagram store reel yesterday, I shared with you back in December 2020 where, you know, I had a heavy financial loss. I invested 6 months into a failed business venture, and I really felt deceived, and I felt like things were screwed. I really felt like it was over, like I was done, like I was like, fuck, I can't believe this happened to me right now. And it's crazy, because I've heard so many motivational speakers and people talk about, you know, their own success in their business, and they talk about, you know, at first I had to hit rock bottom, like I had to lose everything. And interesting that I had to go through something similar in order for me to wake up. And that's why I want to remind you right now that if you're going through something tough, if you're going through something that was not something that you fought, you know, that you foreseen. It's not foreseen, right? Yeah. So you didn't forecast this. It just happened, and it wasn't what you expected. Now, again, you can be in that situation and be like, "Yeah, this is shit. Like, I can't believe this is happening," but again, it's coming into your life because you've got to learn the lesson. Like, that's the biggest thing that I'm going to share with you right now, is the reason why we tolerate something or we allow something into our life is because we haven't learned the lesson. We don't trust ourselves enough. We haven't built a strong enough loving relationship with ourselves. And plus, life is full of lessons, and it's important for you to continue to embrace this journey of life, because it's not supposed to be perfect. It's going to be shit. It's going to be a roller coaster, up and down, all over the fucking place, right? But it's when you get knocked down and when you go through adversity, and when you go through pain, and when you go through struggle, when you fuck up and you make mistakes, it's all part of the plan. You know, it's just about you tuning in and saying, okay, how can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? How can I make sure that this doesn't happen again? And I got to say that for me, in a lot of my relationships in the past, they all came to teach me my self-worth. They all came to teach me that, Luke, you're very insecure. Luke, you've got to learn to be more content and confident and know your worth more. And that's something that I didn't for many years. I didn't know my worth. I discredited myself. I discounted myself, right? I gave so much of myself to some of these relationships where the energy wasn't being reciprocated. And so now I look at that and I'm like, yeah, man, there's no fucking way I would ever do that to a relationship ever again. You either see my worth for who I am or you don't. And I won't have a bar of it if you don't. I'll keep going. See you later. Right? Because I've taken the time to build my self-confidence, to love myself, to show up for me, to have my own back. And this is something that's so important and relevant in today's world. And I got to say that in terms of like personal development, spirituality, spiritual awakening, I hear it a lot when I first started. Oh, you had a spiritual awakening. I don't know what it was, but I just woke up to my greatness. I woke up to becoming a better version of myself. I woke up to realizing that, again, what you allow persists. If you allow fear and self-doubt to continue to control you and make you feel like you're not good enough and you can't do this shit, well, fuck, guess what? You're going to have that in your life forever. So you have a choice. Evolve or repeat. You have a choice. Continue doing the same shit and being the same person and you'll continue having the same fucking results. You know, it's important for you to hear these words because sometimes we need these freaking reminders. We need these reminders to realize that there's so much more out there for you and you are really holding yourself down from being an extraordinary person. I'm not saying that you're not extraordinary now, but I'm just saying pay attention to who it is that you are, what it is that you're afraid of, and what it is that you're not doing that maybe you want to tap into. Okay? When I first started this journey, I didn't know how I was going to get here. I didn't know how I was going to get to episode 126 from zero, right? But everything starts with action. Just take action. And this is what this episode is going to be called. Just take action. You don't need to know the way. The way will appear as you take action. Okay? Sometimes we get so overwhelmed because we're looking at the whole process and the journey and we're thinking, oh, you know, how am I going to do this and how's it going to work? And you get overwhelmed just because of the investment of energy into trying to figure out all the pieces of the puzzle. And it's like, man, one piece at a time. It's not going to freaking just evolve and happen just like that. Important to keep your eyes on the prize and have a vision, but don't get stuck in the obstacles. Don't worry about the obstacles. They're going to come, but they're coming so you can learn from them. Speed humps. There's always going to be speed humps, but it's exactly what it is. It's a speed hump. It's not a fucking roadblock. It's just a speed hump, and you got to slow down, fix what's going on, and keep moving, right? It becomes very unpredictable. You start to attract different people into your life as you take action, as you start to do things, okay? But most importantly, again, when I say you are your own worst enemy, it's not you, it's your mind. And I know that says, well, am I separate from my mind? No, but you're aware of your thoughts. You're aware of the conversation in your head. You're aware of that nagging story or that fearful narrative that keeps telling you that, oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, if I leave this relationship, I'm never going to find another person. Like, there's fucking no people left in this world. We live in a freaking population of like billions of people. And here you are sitting second guessing yourself that you're not worthy of a healthy relationship. And so you're staying in a fucking shit relationship. You're staying in a relationship that's manipulating and controlling and limiting. And you keep hearing the same shit from that person telling you that, you know, you're not good enough and that, you know, you're not intelligent. And guess what? You keep hearing that shit, you're going to believe it. It's going to become your subconscious programming and then that's going to be on autopilot. Pay attention, please. Your environment will make you or break you. You become a product of your environment. If you don't like the product that you are, it's time to change that. With whom you surround yourself with is whom you become. And that's why I'm very, very strict. I'm very, very strict. And you can judge me or talk shit about me that, you know, I'm selfish and, you know, I should be friends with all the people that I used to be friends with, but I don't give a shit, right? I'm selfish. I protect my energy. I protect my peace. I know what I went through in the past, and I don't want to repeat that. I'm growing. I'm a next level version of myself. If you want to come with me, you need to grow. If you want to go where I'm going, you need to grow. I don't hate on anyone. I love you from a distance. But my journey is so distinct, and what I believe I'm here for is to make a massive dent in the world, is to help people realize their potential, is to live my fucking dreams and inspire millions and millions of people. And in order for me to do that, I have to protect my energy. In order for you to achieve your success, you have to be very, very particular with how you execute and exercise your availability to people. And in order for you to reach that greatness, discipline is required, sacrifice is required. And it's very uncomfortable. It's not an easy journey, right? You will get judged. You will be misunderstood. People will talk behind your back. But what's up ahead for you is far greater than what's behind you. And in order for you to really have the fullness of you, because this is what, this is very true, is you need all of you. And the one thing that we're doing a lot of is we're stretching ourselves so much. We're available for this and that person and TV, distractions. We're giving so much to others, but we forget about ourselves. And it's so important for you to take care of you. Fill yourself up. Fill your cup. I'm sure you've heard this. Fill your cup so you're overflowing. Because when you make you strong, that will then spill over to everyone around you. That's all that happens now, right? I've only been able to now give back and serve because I took care of me. I took care of me. And how did I do that? I took action. I took action on believing in myself, surrounding myself with people who believed in me as well, but also people who are on a similar path, similar journey. You know, you bounce off each other. It's powerful. Proximity is power. When you surround yourself with like-minded individuals, and I'll get you right now, just in case in your mind you're like, yeah, but I don't have any like-minded individuals. Become that like-minded individual. That's what I did. In order for me to surround myself with a positive environment, I became the positive environment. Maybe I didn't have the right people in my proximity at the time, but I watched YouTube videos, but I listened to podcasts. I practiced positive affirmations, right? Every single day. And let me talk about a couple of things, right? I've heard people say that positive affirmations don't work. I've heard people say that, you know, fake it till you make it, or should I do that? And fucking oath, you should do that. Fake it till you make it. You think, like, when I first started coaching, that I wasn't scared, that I didn't think, like, oh, I don't even know if I can do this. Yeah, I fucking faked it. Did I make it? I made it. I kept doing it and 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 doing it. And now I'm freaking amazing at it. I grew confidence because I overrid that imposter syndrome, the fear, the doubt of whether or not I'm capable. Fucking know if I'm capable. But if you don't take action and actually do it, well, then you're just going to sit there in your negative mind, then you're going to think that, you know, it's not possible for me. It's not going to work. And positive affirmations, man, it's fucking one of the best things you can do. It's part of fake it till you make it as well. Because at the beginning, your mind's not going to believe it. Your mind's going to be like, shut up. What are you talking about? Oh, I'm amazing. Oh, I'm phenomenal. I'm blessed. I'm brilliant. I'm extraordinary. Your mind's going to be like, what the hell are you talking about, man? All of a sudden, you're talking all positive shit when you've had such a negative mindset and you've been depressed for fucking 10 years or 15 years or whatever it is. But your mind is always listening. Your mind is always listening. It's absorbing your truth. It's absorbing everything that you say. It's a sponge. Just because you're not 5 years old anymore doesn't mean that your mind is not being programmed. It's been programmed all the time. And it's programmed by the fuel that you give it. Just like how you eat, you choose what kind of fuel you're going to put in your body. It's the same thing with your mind. This is Luke Mindpower speaking. You fuel your mind. So what are you fueling your mind with? What kind of conversations are you having? What are you listening to? Who are you speaking to? What kind of information? Is it empowering, inspiring, positive, encouraging? Or is it shit? Because how you fuel your mind is what you become, right? What you become what you consume. And so what are you consuming into your mind? Is it uplifting? Like, it's so important. It's just fuel. It's like food. The words are food. So over time, positive affirmations with action, okay? If you're just sitting in your bedroom every day talking positive affirmations to yourself, but you're not taking action to overcome your fears and get out of your comfort zone, ain't nothing going to change. Sure, you might feel a bit better because you keep speaking positively, but your mind's also going to look and go, well, you're not doing anything. So why should I believe you? And it's through the experiences that you take action on to overcome your self-doubt or fear or whatever it is, where you grow the confidence, because there you program your mind. Your mind is visually, constantly seeing everything and experiencing what you're going through. And it's realizing that, wow, you can do this. Like when I started the podcast, you know, I had no idea. I was freaking scared as, and I first started it and I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I just pressed record and did it. And I did it again and I did it again, and now it's episode 126 and I'm confident as hell. Because it's repetition, it's consistency, it's overriding that conversation. You can sit there and go, oh, I don't know if I'll be good at it. Or, you know, if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I should start a podcast, I'd like to do that. That would be cool. Fucking do it. Hurry up. Hurry up, man. What are you waiting for? Every single day that goes by is another day that's closer to your death. Come on. Come on. And if you're watching this on TikTok right now and you don't know that I have a podcast, it is called The Luke Mindpower Show. Maybe you're on Instagram, you don't know I have a podcast. But it's in action, man. Like, everything you want is on the other side of action. And I talk a lot about self-love because, again, the one relationship that we were never taught about having was the relationship with ourselves. And that's the most important relationship in your life is the relationship with yourself. And the biggest investment that you can make in your life is in your own personal growth and personal development and self-awareness. Because it's about knowing you. It's about fixing you. It's about researching you. It's about paying attention to your pain and your trauma and your insecurities and the shit that's actually slowing you down, weighing you down, and that's heavy on your heart. It's so important to release that shit. It's so important to overcome that pain and overcome the fear, the shame. Because we hold on to that a lot. Because we're afraid so much, you know. There's a big world out there. It's a scary world. And you can allow it to eat you up. Or you can choose to be your own best friend, to be your biggest cheerleader. And to nurture yourself through your struggle, through what you've been through, and realize that it doesn't have any benefit in your life. There is no benefit to you holding on to your insecurities, holding on to your trauma, holding on to your negative experiences that you went through in your past, holding on to your mistakes. There's no benefit of it. It's not going to help you live your dreams. It's not going to help you become a better version of yourself. It's not going to help you take action. It's going to fucking make your life shit. Hence why I go back to your environment. If you are sitting there thinking, wow, I'd really, you know, I have a dream and I want to do something. I don't know what it is, but I want to figure it out. I want to take action. I want to experiment. I want to do things I've never done before. I want to try getting a different job, whatever it is. But you've got a relationship, a partner, or a friend that doesn't have aspirations, or is not a dreamer, doesn't have a vision, or doesn't think that what your idea you're sharing is possible, that's going to limit you. And you're only always taking on other people's beliefs and limitations when you listen to that. So when you have that kind of an environment where someone doesn't support you or doesn't encourage you or doesn't think that you can do it, well, most likely you're not going to do it because you're going to think, oh, maybe they're right. Again, always comes down to your own confidence in yourself, to know yourself, trust yourself, appreciate yourself, understand yourself. But when you have people like myself in your life telling you that you are fucking amazing, like you can achieve absolutely anything you put your mind to. And if you think you can, or if you think you can't, well, you're right. So pay attention to that. But if you have people in your proximity saying, you can't do that, that's stupid, you're not going to make it, like that's dumb, that's a stupid idea, you should never do that. You should just stay in your job and be comfortable. Just stay and be safe. Just be satisfied with what you have. Well, yeah, you're going to hear that constantly, and guess what? You're probably going to stay there. You're probably going to stay there. Like, open your mind. Open your mind to being open to change, being open to something new, being open to becoming a better version of yourself. If you have tunnel vision and you continue to have tunnel vision, well, you're just going to always get what you've gotten. Very important. So change your environment. That's another part of taking action. There's so many areas of taking action. Taking action on saying no to people. Taking action on loving yourself more. Taking action on revealing your trauma or your pain or your insecurities or what it is that you went through in the past so that you can overcome that shit and so that you can let it go. So that you can remove those suppressed emotions and let go of the negativity that you're holding on, or the resentment or the despair, whatever it is within yourself that's weighing heavy on your heart. Remove it, because there's so much more that you want to add into your life, so much more positive energy, so much more blessings for you to make room for. And when you make room for that, you become powerful, right? I've had to let go a lot of the things that I went through in the past so that I could be this powerful, so I could get full control of my life. And the hardest thing is, I know when you've been through like abusive relationships or sexual trauma or really fucked up situations, it's very hard, I know. And that's what, and the biggest thing that is required in these kind of experiences is not a therapist, it's fucking love. That's what's required. And I mean that. And I know that, you know, a therapist or psychologist or whatever can be empathetic and compassionate, but I'm talking fucking love. Compassion, like a positive, healthy environment so that you can feel safe, secure, that it's okay for you to reveal. It's okay for you to speak your truth. It's okay to share, because we ain't here to judge you. We're here to lift you up. We're here to be the wind beneath your wings so you can fucking fly again. That's what's going to heal you. And a lot of us don't have that. We don't feel safe. We're scared. We're scared of what other people are going to think of us. And that's why love is so powerful. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I work with a community of my clients. It's a community. It's not me working one-on-one, because it's a very nurturing, loving environment that helps you to heal, helps you to take action, encouraging, love, inspiration, positivity, courage, be brave. When you see someone being authentic and real, it gives you permission to be authentic. And you go, fuck, if they can do that, so can I. That's the power of proximity. That's the power of you saying yes. That's the power of you going, okay, you know, I've been this way for a few years and maybe this is my time. Maybe it's time to change. Maybe it's time to learn to really love you, nurture you, and show up for you. Everything that you want in life is on the other side of action. The treasure that you seek is hidden in the work that you're avoiding. And you can continue. Again, you get what you tolerate. So you can keep tolerating the fact that you're insecure, you're addicted to drugs, you're abusing alcohol, you're addicted to sex, right? Because it's very powerful to have those experiences in your life, because they take you away from your reality, so you don't have to feel that shame or that pain, right? And I know this because I did it for fucking so many years, man. And then I realized and I was like, shit, man, I'm hiding myself, bro. I'm not being my true self. You know, I need other things to fuel me, to make me feel like I'm good enough, to give me confidence, to make me feel like I'm worthy because I slept with this girl or I slept with that girl. I went to a strip club. I feel like a man now, you know? I feel confident because I had a few lines of coke and now I feel like I want to feel while I feel like I would want to feel if I was just sober. I wanted to feel confident in me. I didn't know how to get it. So I used alcohol and drugs. Alcohol is a drug. But to my advantage. And I'm in, and if you're there at that place right now, I'm not judging you because I know what it's like. And I have to tell you that it fucking helped me for many years. You know, it helped me stay sane. It helped me just live. You know, it was a good form of escapism to escape my reality, my insecurities, me not feeling good enough. It helped me. So I'm not judging you for abusing alcohol or drugs or whatever it is that you're taking. But all it is just become aware. It's self-awareness. Become aware of what you're doing in your life. Because if I look at that experience, I'm like, you get what you tolerate. What you allow will persist. And I was allowing that kind of behavior. I was tolerating that. I was not in control of my feelings and my emotions and what I was doing. I was allowing the opinions of others to bother me. I was allowing what the world thought of me. I was allowing the expectations of my family and friends to control my life. I was allowing all of this shit, right, to control me. And this is not what you're here for. You're not here to be controlled by other people. You're here to take control of your life and believe in yourself and do exactly what's right for you. And part of that, again, another form of taking action. Speak your truth even when your voice shakes, even when it's scary. It's fucking shit. I know it doesn't feel good. It's uncomfortable. But when you do what is uncomfortable and you keep doing what's uncomfortable, eventually it gets comfortable. And eventually there'll be more moments and experiences in the future where you're going to have to come up. Your intuition is going to speak to you and it's going to say, oh, this person's crossing my boundaries and I need to speak to them. Because I used to always be afraid. I used to always dim my light. I never used to stand up for myself. And this is part of taking action. This is part of liberating yourself. This is part of freedom, right? Where you realize that, okay, you know, that's it. I'm done. I'm not going to allow that anymore into my life. So there's so many aspects of taking action in your life. But something that I just want to quickly share, maybe you're going to hear this on my podcast. I think you do follow me on TikTok. I don't know who you are or your name or anything like that. But I posted a video on TikTok and it's actually a edit. I edited the video from when I was going live on TikTok. And when I go live on TikTok and Instagram, like I am right now, I'm live on this screen and I'm live on that screen. I've got two phones and I'm live both on TikTok and Instagram at the same time. So my delivery of when I speak is I'm always making eye contact. And I'm sure that if you guys are watching me, you can see me looking at the camera on TikTok. And then I also look at the camera on Instagram. And this is just to give you an example of awareness of how we judge what we don't know. We're very good at that. We're very good at judging people and judging something that we think how we perceive it is right, when in fact you're actually wrong. Okay. So this person on TikTok said, you know, something about my video that, you know, I wish I could believe what you're saying, but I can clearly see that you're not reading. I mean, I can clearly see that you're reading that. So I'm not going to believe you. But actually because I was looking at the TikTok camera and then my eyes would move because I was actually looking at the Instagram camera as well. So because of my eye movements, she said that I'm reading what I'm saying, and so she didn't believe the video that I made. And I kind of just read it and I was like, you know, I'm so sorry that you think that. It's a shame that you think that what I'm saying is not real, that I'm reading it and I'm not intentionally giving this kind of energy and information in a genuine way. So I don't know who you are, but I thought I'd take the time to explain what it is that you thought you saw. But it's just a good example of how we judge what we don't know, right? And the one thing that we want to learn from in the Four Agreements, if you haven't read or listened to the audiobook by Don Miguel Ruiz, is one of the Four Agreements is do not make assumptions. And that's something very, very, very important for you to appreciate, that we do that all the time. We make assumptions. And it's like, stop wasting your energy on shit that you don't know. That's part of taking action, becoming aware of, oh, don't do that. That's you're making assumptions. You're creating conversations and thoughts in your head that are not real. So, you know, again, it's a good lesson. Don't make assumptions, because that's something that we do all the time. We're trying to figure out, like, what's going on and what they said and why they said that. And it's like, stop wasting your energy when you don't know. You don't know. If you want to know, call that person. If you can't call them, don't make assumptions. We live in a world of assumptions. And again, it's also just becoming aware of how you use your thoughts and your energy, because everything is energy. And the more that you can, you know, understand that, the more energy you have to use in the areas of your life that really matter, right? It's like gossiping, for example. If you gossip about family or friends, that kind of energy is being wasted on you trying to, you know, fuel yourself for on somebody else's misfortune, when really, you should be focusing on your own shit, right? We tend to do that. Because we're also going through our own shit, and then we tend to talk about other people's misfortunes so we feel better about ourselves, you know? So don't make assumptions because you're wasting your energy. But yeah, one thing that I'm, you know, as much as there's all these comments on social media, and I appreciate you all for following my work and supporting me and sending me love, I send you so much love back. I appreciate you, just know that, even though I can't reply to everybody. But again, I'm very particular with replying and protecting my energy, especially if it's a comment that's not very positive or negative, but not negative. If it's someone throwing shade or whatever, I just protect my peace. I protect my energy, and I really believe I don't give in to darkness, you know. No response is a response. So, you know, it's very easy to lose your ego or to kind of like be reactive. But, you know, I don't have time for negativity or for dark energy. That's it, you know. It's something that I've had to learn, because my energy is currency and it's expensive. So I don't just give it away. I don't just reply to people. I don't just do that shit, because in order for me to serve and deliver and do what I do, you have to be very protective over your energy, right? It's something that once you understand and appreciate, you will grow so much more when you have that kind of value of who it is that you are. It's not about being egoistic, autistic, or I'm better than you, or any, it's nothing like that, you know. Like, I'm sending you so much love, but in order for me to be my best, I protect my energy, you know. And that's just what I believe in. But it's not about me, you know, trying to be better than anyone. It's just me being me versus me. I'm not here to compare myself to anyone. But the more that you protect your energy, the more you will have for you to focus on the areas that you want to grow in. You know, what you focus on expands. And in order for you to, you know, realize your potential and continue to become that next level version of yourself, you've got to have the energy to do it. And a lot of us are being pulled, like I said, like we've got strings and we're being pulled in all these different areas. And that's why it takes you loving yourself strongly and having a really strong relationship with yourself, so that you can set healthy boundaries with people. And sometimes that healthy boundary is no response is a response. Just don't give in to negativity. Don't give in to pessimism. Don't give in to people who don't believe in you. Don't give in to gossiping and complaining about life. Focus on gratitude and focus on you, you know, appreciating your life and where you're at, and persevering and staying consistent and believing in yourself. Focus on that. Focus on yourself and becoming that next level version of yourself, and surrounding yourself with the right environment. Surrounding yourself with a healthy, positive, empowering environment. Taking more control of your mind and being very mindful of what you feed your mind, you know. Stand guard at the door of your mind. There's a door there, stand guard. And pay attention to what you allow into that mind of yours. Because the more that you allow yourself to consume garbage, the more your life and your reality will become that. Straight up, you know. So, again, take action on exactly what you know you're afraid of. And that was the truth for me when I realized at that point that my biggest fear was public speaking. And I think about that now. I'm like, was it public speaking or was it just you being able to be yourself? You know, but again, it's just that it's just an experience. It may not be the greatest fear, but it's just an experience, just like any experience, like bungee jumping, for example, or skydiving, or, you know, maybe riding a bike even when you first started, when you were a kid, you were scared or you didn't have the balance. But once you did it over and over and over and over again, you got really good at it. So, you know, we can create these fears and these beliefs that, you know, I can't do this or I'm not good at it. And the only reason why you're not good at it is because you haven't practiced it enough, you know, and your perception of what other people think is far greater than your own self-worth and self-confidence, right? But if you have that confidence in yourself, if you have that, you know, self-worth, then you're going to be aware of that fear and you're still going to lean in. You're still going to go, hey, I don't care if I'm afraid. I'm going to fucking do it because I know that once I do it a few times and I'm going to consistently keep doing it, I'm going to grow. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to become more confident in it. You know, and I'm only speaking from experience because I'm realizing that this is exactly what it is. It's just you having a conversation in your head, false evidence appearing real. It's just a made up story that hasn't happened yet in your head. And that's why you can be your own worst enemy, because in your head, you're listening to that, you're paying attention to it, and you're letting it consume you and control you. So the more that you take action, the more that you do what you're afraid of and you go against that conversation in your mind, the more that you're going to grow and realize that, wow, there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, I sit here in my office and I'm doing this podcast and I'm like, wow, there's been so many podcasts in the past when I first started where I was scared and I was nervous and I did interviews with people and, you know, I didn't really know how I was going to do it, but I just did it. And I honestly sit here and I'm just like, wow, I'm so content. I'm so vibing. I'm confident in myself and what I do. I'm not concerned about other people's opinions of me. I'm just doing what I'm passionate about and believing in myself. You know, but again, there's always next levels. Like, one thing I want to tell you personally that I always have struggled with, and again, it's always just the fact that you haven't experienced it before. When you haven't experienced something before, your mind is going to create this belief or thought that you're going to fail or you're going to screw up or you're scared or nervous, right? And so, you know, leveling up, as I level up, right, I'm going to meet new people. I'm going to meet more influential people. I'm going to meet more successful people. And every time I meet someone who is on another level than me, for example, or is more famous or successful, whatever, I get this anxiety. Like, I get this anxiousness where I'm just like, oh, shit, you know. And I kind of, like, get nervous, you know. And I'm like, why does that happen? Like, I had someone come on my Instagram live. And when they came on, I was like, oh my gosh, I saw their name. And I was like, I freaked out. You know? But then I just kept going, you know, because I wasn't going to stop because I was afraid. you know? So it's crazy that there is that part of me that still has that fear or that insecurity, but it's pushing past that, you know? And I really believe as well that there's the unhealed version of ourselves that's still a little bit insecure, you know? And I think that every time I go through those kind of anxious experiences or fearful or nervousness, that's just my younger version of myself that's kind of coming up and saying, hey, I'm scared, you know? And what I'm doing is I'm saying, hey, like the grown Luke is like, you know, bro, I got your back. Like, I know you're nervous. It's all good, but I'm going to still show up. You know, I love you and I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to protect you, you know? So again, it's a mindset. Like, you think about your younger version of yourself. Maybe she's insecure, or maybe he's scared or afraid of what people will think. Well, this is your job as a grown adult to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to have my own back. My younger version of myself is going to be safe because I'm going to show up for her. I'm going to show up for him, right? And this is basically what I do. You know, I think about that and I'm like, yeah, I remember myself 14, 12, 10 years old, really skinny, lanky, very insecure, scared. And this is what I do in terms of my mindset is when I feel that within myself, a bit of anxiousness, nervousness or whatever, I just say, hey, I got your back, man. I'm here for you. It's all good. So that's you showing up for yourself, right? And I know this powerful quote of, you know, heal the little girl and the woman will appear, or heal the little boy and the man will appear. And it's very powerful, very true. You know, I've had to go through my own healing journey of, you know, revealing and expressing and sharing and validating myself and appreciating myself and practicing self-love and doing a lot of research on my childhood. And in order for me to heal and for me to become this version of myself, I had to pay attention to that. I had to go back. And I know a lot of people can say, again, we're talking action. This is about taking action. A lot of people can say, you know, I don't want to go back to the past because the past is in the past. So like, just let it go, right? But I really strongly invite you to be open to appreciating and understanding everything that you went through as much as you can and doing heavy research on that so that you can really heal parts of you that maybe you haven't given enough attention to. And the more that you kind of open yourself up to that, the more that you'll be able to really, really release some of those suppressed emotions and some of those feelings and you know, things that have been like you're holding on to or that you're even afraid of talking to. And a bit of it can be, again, it's like, it's a bit of like ignorance as well because it's comfortable. And the fact that you don't have to talk about it or you don't have to, you know, research it, it's your comfort zone, you know. And getting out of your comfort zone is where your growth is, you know, revealing shit. Everything that you reveal, you heal. So that's the other part of like people saying, you know, it's an old wound, so just let it go, you know. It's like you're putting a Band-Aid on something and you're expecting it to heal. And the only way that you're going to heal it is by taking the Band-Aid off so that it gets that air, oxygen, and it will heal itself. So we have to take those Band-Aids off. And because of some of these adverse experiences that we have gone through, it's very, very hard for us to fathom that we could even share something like this because of the shame that's involved in some of our trauma and pain and abuse that we've gone through. Again, then I always revert to, well, how do you do this? Well, you have to have an environment that is loving and is you feel safe and you don't feel judged, you feel understood, right? And that's one of the biggest areas of your healing and transformation is to have that environment that's very healthy, compassionate, empathetic, loving. Love is the key. Love is the key. Just like self-love is the key to success and fulfillment and inner peace, it's also the key to your healing. It's really loving yourself so much that you realize that this is no longer serving me. There's no benefit of me carrying these wounds, carrying this pain, carrying this trauma. There's no benefit of it in my life. And so in order for me to heal, evolve, and become that next level version of myself where I don't have these insecurities, when I don't have this pain, you don't want to carry it around. It's heavy on your shoulders, right? This is what self-love is really about. It's loving yourself and appreciating yourself for everything that you are, and also knowing that there's areas and parts of you that need to be released so that you can feel more free, so that you can have more peace, you know, and have full control of your life. Liberate yourself. That's the power of it. Love, peace, and freedom. That's the core. Love, peace, and freedom. That's what we want. But unfortunately, through different experiences in growing up, in family culture, in expectations, in whatever happened to you when you were a child, it didn't happen like that. But this is where you cut the cord and you go, okay, I'm taking full responsibility of my life. I'm not going to dim my light anymore. I'm not going to allow my past to control me. It doesn't benefit my future. I want to have as much power and positive energy as possible. And in order for me to do that, I got to let go of shit. I got to forgive myself. I've got to love myself. I've got to talk about these experiences that I've been through so that I can work through it. You've got to take the time to invest in yourself and research yourself. Research what you've been through. Write it out, even if it's 30 pages. Write it out. Write exactly how you feel. One of the exercises that I take my clients through is actually writing out your childhood, like what you went through, how you were parented, and then being able to actually share that with, you know, inside the community. We do that. We work through it with, you know, with other members or with myself. And that's something that I have found to be absolutely phenomenal, because again, it's about being heard, right? It's about being able to go deep in that kind of research and then have someone that is not there to judge you, just to love you, and for you to actually express that. It's so fucking liberating, man. It's so beautiful, because it hurts. You know, some of these experiences that we went through and how we were treated or the environment that we were exposed to was so painful and traumatic that, you know, having to fathom that you would have to reveal this and be judged, it really hurts, you know. So that's something that I love to share with my clients, but to actually have in my program, because it changes your life. It changes your life. And again, it's something that I actually created myself as I went through my healing journey when I was living with my parents. I did a lot of research. I was triggered heavily, heavily by my parents, by my mum in particular. And all that caused me to do was for me to research my childhood, for me to research how I was parented, and really take the time to understand my journey. And through that, I was able to get to more of a peaceful place of realizing that, you know, it's my responsibility. You know, it's not about you sitting in resentment or you judging your parents or you, you know, having that pain towards them. It's realizing that they also went through a shitstorm. They also had their own struggles, you know, and for whatever reason, they raised you in a particular way, or maybe they didn't treat you the way that you should have been treated. But most importantly, the truth is they're not coming to save you. They ain't coming to reparent you. They're not going to come and give you what you should have gotten. Okay, that's the truth. And this is where you got to step up. As hard as it may seem, this is why self-love and really building a loving relationship with yourself and having an environment that's caring and loving is important, because you can reparent yourself and you can heal yourself. You can put yourself back together. There may be pieces of the puzzle that are missing in your life, but it's your responsibility to say, okay, from now on, I'm going to create a more positive future for myself and for the people in my life, because I'm not going to repeat the same things that happened to me in the past, or the same things that my parents went through. Because you have a choice. What unconsciously you cannot be aware of is that you can also start to reap. If you don't heal, you're going to start to repeat the same experiences and patterns and behaviors that your parents have gave to you, because that's what you experience and that's all you know. And unconsciously, you could be repeating that shit in your life today. Right? And so that's why it's so important, man. Cut the cord and heal yourself. Take action and realize that if I don't change, then you're going to become the same as what your parents have given you. It's very, very powerful to realize that, you know, because that's all you know, right? That's what you've been programmed with. You only repeat what you've experienced. Again, self-awareness, become aware of your thoughts, become aware of your habits, become aware of your subconscious programming, what's in there, okay? Because again, you didn't have a choice when you were born. You were born into that family, you were born into that experience, and that's what you went through, but that's not what you have to become. That's why I'm saying, like, if you can be programmed in the way that you've been programmed thus far, I want you to know that you can deprogram yourself, or you can reprogram yourself to be someone completely different. Okay, yes, it does take time. Again, I'm speaking from experience. I did it myself. If you met me 5 years ago, you'd be like, who the hell are you? You know? I know. I'm like, yeah, bro. These two people are completely different. You know, 5 years ago, there's a dude living in Erskineville in Sydney who's selling drugs and works for the government and has done no purpose, and he's, you know, insecure and doesn't have any confidence, doesn't believe in himself. And yeah, like, I don't know. I look back at that guy and go, bro, you're hectic. I know you're doing your best. I know it's not easy. I know you're trying to figure out your life, but there's better things coming. So he would probably say to me right now, fuck, man. Wow. That's amazing. So never give up on your dreams. Never give up on being that better version of yourself. Never give up on your healing. Never give up on thinking that you can evolve. It's just a process, and I hope that my podcast gives you some wisdom or some enlightening moments or epiphanies that help you to realize that anything is possible if you believe in yourself, if you change your environment, if you start setting healthy boundaries, if you start loving yourself more, start tuning in more to my podcast and listening. In order for me to get here, I had to consume a lot of information from podcasts like The School of Greatness, Impact Theory, Tom Bilyeu, Lewis Howes, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, Trent Shelton, the list can go on, Bob Proctor. I had to tune in and listen to a lot of these inspiration and motivational speakers in order for me to grow. So I became aware, and I was like, okay, in order for my mind to be fueled in a positive way, I had to start taking action and being in control of what I consume, because you become what you consume. And so that's exactly what I've become, is what I've consumed. So this is I'm a byproduct of my own actions, because I realized that I wanted to change. I wanted to do something positive. I wanted to help people. I wanted to be motivating and inspiring. And hey, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in to the fear and insecurities and the self-doubt or the bullshit in my head that's telling me that I'm not good enough, that I can't do this, that I can't be a better version of myself, that I can't live my dreams. Fuck you. I can live my dreams. You have the power to do that too, but you got to show up. You got to just feel yourself in the right way, okay? Because if you continue to say, I can't, and I won't, and I'm not intelligent, and I'm not powerful, and I'm not worthy, well, that's what your mind is going to believe, and that's what you're going to become. So change the way you speak to yourself, and the way you speak to yourself will change. It's powerful. Change the way that, you know, your mind is always listening. Your mind is listening. So that's why, again, another one of the four agreements is be impeccable with your word. Follow through with the things, the commitments that you make to yourself. When you say to yourself that you're going to do something, follow through and do it. Keep the promises to yourself. This is how you also build self-confidence in yourself, is when you actually keep the promises to yourself. Because otherwise you're just lying to yourself. You're saying shit and you're not following through. That's just stupid. All right? So when you say you're going to do something, keep the promises. And when you achieve them, celebrate your wins. Celebrate yourself. Don't wait for someone to come and say, oh, wow, congratulations. You did 5 days at the gym this week. Give you a round of applause. You know, like, you need to look at yourself in the mirror and go, I'm fucking proud of you, man. Yes. Come on. Well done. You did that. Take yourself out for a coffee or lunch or something. Celebrate yourself, man. You deserve it. Don't take that for granted. Every single piece of action matters. Everything. Everything you do every single day, it matters. It matters for who you're becoming tomorrow, you know. So remember that repetition is the mother of skill. Consistency builds habits. And as you try to evolve into this next level version of yourself, it's what you do every single day that is going to help you become, if you're doing something every single day that you're trying to aspire to evolve into, you're going to get the results if you stay consistent. If you do things once a week, nothing will change. And you've got to stay consistent, whether it's reprogramming your mind, whether it's building a stronger, loving relationship with yourself, whether it's becoming more physically fit, whether it's eating better, whether it's meditating, whether it's journaling, whether it's, you know, whatever it is that you enjoy doing. Maybe it's painting, maybe it's writing, maybe it's running, whatever it is, anything that you want. It's through repetition and consistency that you're going to get the results. And most importantly, action. Action. Take action. Keep taking action and you will see the results, and you will be blown away by who you can become in 12 months' time. And then you'll just be inspired and motivated to keep going, which is phenomenal. So guys, I'm going to love you and leave you. It's been a blessing to speak to you again on episode 126. I've got another small meditation / visualization podcast episode, which is 127, that I'm going to release very, very soon. It's something that I was inspired by one of my clients. And she was like, oh my God, Luke, you should do that. Like, you know, I basically had some background music and then I spoke over the top of that music and kind of just did like a visualization of, you know, you and your life. And it sounded amazing. And I was like, yeah, you know what, maybe I should release that on my podcast as well so that you guys can tune in. It only goes for like 7 or 8 minutes. I hope you guys love it, but I will be releasing it in the next few days. I will let you know. So guys, it's been a blessing. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. There's so many other episodes, obviously. And if you want to learn more about my story as well, because I get a lot of messages on Instagram saying, you know, I'd love to hear more about your story or how you became the person that you became. Please go and check out my podcast and scroll through the last 20 or 30 episodes, because there's so much content there. And I share a lot about, you know, who I was and how I grew and how I have become this version of myself, because I wasn't always this way, you know. And I know that you can watch this and think, you know, not know the full story, you know. And it's what you see behind closed doors that you can't appreciate. That's the challenge. You just see the end result, right? But it's perseverance, you know. It's belief in yourself. It's loving yourself enough to do what's right for you and speak your truth even when your voice shakes. It's being vulnerable. It's being transparent. It's being honest with yourself. Everything is possible for you, but you've got to take action. And the word, you know, when we say it's impossible, it's not impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. Have an amazing day, guys. It's been a blessing, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Keep believing in yourself. Keep loving yourself every single day, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. It's a blessing to use this platform to connect with you. If you would like to connect with me or learn more about how I can coach you to that next level of life, simply click the link below in the show notes. Also, join our private success community, the Dream Chasers, and surround yourself with gladiators who are saying yes to life and yes to their dreams. The link is also in the show notes. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a new episode, and leave a review and rating on the Apple Podcast app. This really helps us out. If you don't already, follow me on Instagram. And remember, believe in yourself just a little bit more today. Never give up on your dreams. You don't need anyone's permission, just your own. I'll see you on the next episode.